And of course, this morning, to speak to us, we do have Paul Nyathi. And of course, Paul Nyathi hailing from Mpumalanga Regional Manager for the IDC. And he is, of course, joining us on the line at the moment. A very good morning to you, Mr. Paul Nyathi. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you and the listeners, Fiverr.
I'm very well, thank you so much. Just quickly, Mr. Paul Nyathi, for someone maybe that's listening to us for the first time, who would you say Mr. Paul Nyathi is?
I'm the regional head for the IDC here in Mpumalanga. The IDC is a national developmental financial institution. It has provincial representation through 13 regional offices across the country. Specifically, ours is based in Mpumalanga and focused in the Mpumalanga province.
Oh, lovely, lovely stuff. So tell us more about the IDC. I mean, what do you do there?
Thank you. The IDC, as you stated, is the National Developmental Financial Institution, one of the oldest, having been established through the Act of Parliament in 1940. The IDC's mandate is to grow the industrial capacity of the country. And we do that by investing in sustainable industries. Through our small and medium finance and regions offices, we are able to do financing from as little as 1 million rand. The maximum is subject to shareholder approval, which is government. We have invested in quite huge industries across various value chains. If you look at Mpumalanga, the IDC in its finding, one of the first investments invested in was the likes of the petrochemical giant Sasol. We have also invested extensively in mining, covering various commodities. In Mpumalanga, the commodities we have invested in will be including coal and also metal beneficiation is the sector in which we've invested in. That is the IDC in a nutshell.
Oh, lovely, lovely stuff. And now, how does the small business finance unit of the IDC operate? And who does it fund? And who can qualify for funding?
So we, within small business finance offering, we finance from 1 million rand. The target market is really the mandated sectors in which the IDC operates in. As the IDC was set up to invest in industrial businesses, so we will seek to support small businesses that are operating within those value chains and in the industries in which the IDC operates in. I've mentioned mining, I've mentioned petrochemicals, there's energy, and agro. So SMEs that are within those value chains qualify for IDC financing. We're targeting, as I said, from as little as 1 million to 20 million within small business finance. But any investment that is over 20 million then goes to the head office or the national office within specific business units in those mandated sectors and priority
management. And now, Mr. Paul Nyathi, this question as well that just came around. And what makes the IDC different from any other financial finance institution, you know, like banks as an example? And why should I choose to borrow from the IDC instead of a bank?
You should choose the IDC because the IDC is a specialist and financing early stage businesses and startup businesses. The IDC in its founding mandate was created not to compete with banks.
Yeah.
but to complement banks. So there are sectors which the banks finance well, such as your automobile.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is easier to get a motor vehicle finance, and it will be financed by a bank, but not by the IBC. So what happens is that the banks, by and large, finance asset-backed financing, whereas the IDC is a specialist financier for industrial and business. So we are not necessarily looking for people with asset-rich balance sheet or asset-rich transactions such as your automobile, home loans, and property finance and development finance. The IDC was set up as a catalyst developmental financial institution with more appetite for early stage financing to create early stage businesses that, when you now have matured them, they then get to be banked by the traditional banks. So that is how we operate, and that is why you should be coming to the IDC instead of going to a bank. When you have an opportunity for a startup, when you have an opportunity to expand your business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So all of those ones as well, all of you as well, that are certainly having a business, a small business, and you want to expand your business, you better do the right thing. And my last two questions as we wrap it up, Mr. Paul Nyati, what two tips do you have for any business seeking funding? And how can potential clients contact your office?
Thank you. My two tips, always say, spend more time on your market research. Know your competitors.
Yeah.
Know your competitive advantage and the unique value proposition that your business is bringing to the market. After all, businesses exist to meet customer needs, and there are other businesses that may exist in a market that you want to operate in. So it's important that you understand your unique value proposition and what will set this business that you want to get into apart from its competitors, what will make it sustainable and set it on a sustainable path. The other tip, I would say it is good to invest in a business plan.
Oh, yeah.
And a business plan is really a document that articulates in writing your vision about the opportunity that you see, and then the document that seeks to convince a potential funder about the viability of the business that you are proposing to get into.
Oh, lovely. How do they convince?
This document, you can get help from other institutions like the likes of CEDA, who help with development of business plan.
Oh, lovely.
In terms of contact,
yes,
we are reachable in Bombela. We have an office in Bombela at Maxa Building, 13th Street Street. And we have another office in Emalahleni, located at Smoky Mountain Office Park. We are also available on www.ibc.co.za. Thank you.
Mr. Paul Nyati, thank you so much for such great information. And I'm hoping that all the entrepreneurs out there, all those SMMEs as well, will go out in numbers and just find out a little bit more as well with regarding the IDC. Thank you so much, Mr. Paul.
Thank you, Sir Shabu.
Aita.